Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, October 30th, 2017. Two young women collapsed early Saturday morning on Warschauerstrasse after smoking a laced marijuana cigarette. The police said that witnesses reported two young men giving the 17 and 18-year-old women a joint around 4:30 at a snack bar. After each took a drag, both fainted, the men proceeded to search them and fled when passersby approached the scene. Police searched the area and arrested the two men, 18 and 19 years old. The women were treated and released from the hospital with no lasting physical effects or danger. There was a similar case just over 2 weeks ago in the same area, where two 18-year-olds smoked a joint offered to them by strangers, leading to the same adverse result as this weekend's incident. A suspect was arrested shortly thereafter. The substance used to lace the joints is unclear in both cases. Once again, the Berlin Fire Department called a state of emergency due to the strong and damaging wind gusts from the storm Herwart that ripped through the area Saturday into Sunday. The German Weather Service, or DWD, recorded gale force winds around 120 kilometers per hour at times. By early yesterday morning, the fire brigade had already made over 100 weather-related missions. The number continued to rise to 500 by the evening. All volunteer fire departments were called into service, Deutsche Bahn suspended traffic on numerous routes, and the zoo and Tierpark remained closed yesterday as a precaution. Among the damage, a pedestrian on the sidewalk was seriously injured at Schönenberger Ufer when a scaffolding collapsed. In Friedrichshain, another scaffolding collapsed on a building that is currently being renovated, and a complete roof was ripped off a building on Uhlandstrasse. As reported recently on Berlin Briefing, Berlin has not yet fully cleaned up damaged trees from Storm Xaver from several weeks ago, and the extent of the damage to the city's trees and buildings from this weekend storm has not yet been fully realized. Herwart affected not only our region, but was felt throughout northern Germany, where the Deutsche Bahn had to stop operating most trains due to falling trees, and in Strasbourg, an S-Bahn drove into a tree and derailed. Berliner Morgenpost reports that police are investigating a case of internal data abuse. A policewoman used the database to spy on her neighbors for private motives that remain unclear. The issue went public after one of the neighbors received an anonymous warning in the mail, stating that his data had been illegally accessed since 2012. He received a second note shortly thereafter, prompting him to file criminal charges, and an internal investigation was triggered. The woman could be identified because the requests were not related to an ongoing investigation, and those affected were all living in her neighborhood. Her apartment was already searched earlier this year on the suspicion of violating data protection laws. In addition to a 6,000 euro fine, the woman will face professional consequences as well. Please follow the link in our show notes for more details on the story. Several homeless people have protested against the eviction of their camp in Tiergarten with banners stating that homelessness is not a crime and stop politics. Local authorities have decided that the camp has to be removed, but it is unclear when the eviction will happen. 60 to 80 people permanently live in the camp at the moment, and police have already collected their personal data. Some have already left the area voluntarily and moved to the Volkspark Friedrichshain. The hardest time of the year for people with no homes starts now. Several charities like Diakonie, Caritas, local church communities, and the Rotes Kreuz are organizing warm spots for accommodation during the winter months. 1,000 spaces are planned, but so far, not even half of them are available. And lastly, October 31st is the annual Reformation Day holiday here in Germany, and 2017 marks the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. The whole of Germany will have a one-off nationwide public holiday tomorrow, therefore, Berlin Briefing will be back on Wednesday. And, as always, thanks for listening.